This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. And this is the number one ladies' opera house. So a brand new opera house has opened in Botswana. It's the brainchild of Alexander McCall Smith. You know him as the best-selling author of the number one ladies' detective agency series. Alexander McCall Smith joins us now. Now, why did you want to open an opera house in Botswana's capital?
Well, people are very keen on singing in Botswana. There are many amateur choirs, and people take great pleasure in singing on all sorts of occasions. And they've got some very good singers. And so I thought it would be rather nice to set up a little opera house, which from time to time would put on operas to allow these local singers to have a shot at opera.
Now, this is not exactly grand opera. There's 70 seats, right?
That's a really squashed. Probably 50 in comfort, 70 in some discomfort. It's very small.
And we're talking about a place that was a garage. It was originally a waiting room for miners going off to mine diamonds in South Africa. And then it became a garage fixing cars, and now it's an opera house.
Yes, we changed it from being a garage into an opera house. It's a lovely spot. It's a very beautiful spot just outside the capital city, Gaborone, in Botswana. And there's a lovely view of the hills and the surrounding countryside. It's very, very nice. It's a very small-scale project, but I think it really works.
And I read that you wanted it to remain small-scale. You don't have any ambitions to let this grow into something big.
Well, you know, we're waiting for a call from the Met, but they haven't phoned yet. So if you could pass on any calls you get from them.
Well, in a few hours, we could just transfer you over there, you know.
So this very first opera that you're doing is Macbeth in a baboon colony.
Yes, it's an opera called The Okavango Macbeth. And it's really set amongst a troop of baboons in Botswana, and it shows how baboons, because of their concern with status and dominance, have Macbeth issues. There's a Lady Macbeth figure in the baboon colony or troop. So it really shows how some of the features of baboon life are also to be found in human life.
And it premiered last weekend?
Yes, we had the world premiere on Saturday here in Botswana, in Gaborone, and I must say it was a lovely experience. It was a joyful experience. The young singers who took part in it really enjoyed themselves, and they performed magnificently.
Now, and are you singing in baboon, or is it translated into English?
It's in English. Baboons are actually quite good linguists, and you'll find that you can write for them in any language in there, and it seems all right.
Were there 50 comfortable people at the premiere, or 70 squashed ones?
I think we were probably in between, and probably about 60. And people were so enjoying themselves that discomfort didn't matter too much. It was a wonderful performance.
Okay, so quickly, what's the next opera?
I don't know. I don't think it's going to be Hamlet set amongst the dolphins, but I don't quite like that. We'll wait and see.
Okay, Alexander McCall Smith, best-selling author of the number one ladies' detective agency, just opened the number one ladies' opera house in the capital of Botswana.
Not over till the baboon sings.
Does it have to be the fat baboon?
No.
Any baboon.